Our Old Testament scriptures this morning comes from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 21 through the end of the chapter. Chapter 40 is about comforting for God's people. We'll pick up the scripture here in verse 21. Have you never heard or understood? Are you deaf to the words of God, the words he gave before the world began? Are you so ignorant? It is God who sets above the circle of the earth. The people below must seem to him like grasshoppers. He is the one who spreads out the heavens like a curtain and makes his tent from them. He judges the great people of the world and brings them to nothing. They hardly get started, barely taking root, and when he blows on them, their work withers. The wind carries them off like a straw. To whom will you compare me? Who is equal? Asks the Holy One. Look up into the heavens. Who created all the stars? He brings them out one after another, calling each by name. He counts them to see that none are lost or have strayed away. O Israel, how can you say the Lord does not see your troubles? How can you say God refuses to hear your case? Have you ever heard or understood? Don't you know that the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth? He never grows faint or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to those who are tired and worn out. He offers strength to the weak. Even youth will become exhausted and young men will give up. But those who wait on the Lord will find new strength. They will fly high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not grow faint. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word from the New Living Translation. You know, chapter 40, verse 29 through 31 talks about strength. Even recreational joggers will sometimes experience the phenomenon of what they call a second wind. You're unsure of making it another 50 yards, when out of nowhere there comes a surge of new strength. Have you ever experienced that? Breathing is no longer labored, legs are no longer dead weight, and you can actually pick up the pace. Now, I'm not a runner, but most serious runners come to expect this phrase of the run, and they are to trust that even when their bodies are nearing exhaustion, that second wind will come. The scripture promises us a spiritual second wind for those who lean on and wait on God and with patience and hopefulness and dependent expectation. You see, God does not often relieve us of our particular race or struggle, but he will infuse us with his strength to finish the course. So when you feel like giving up, go to the source of all strength and wait for his second wind. Well, I hope and pray you're having a good day. Isaiah chapter 40 is a very encouraging Old Testament scripture. Have a wonderful day, and may God continue to bless us in all that we do. Amen.